Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
To declare your independence on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Ernest Hancock, another independence declaring kind of individual, Mr. Sterling Lujan, longtime friend in the crypto space. Sterling has been, at the leading bleeding edge of, you know, whatever innovation and cryptocurrency and blockchain and whatever and kind of stuff. I'm going to read it, you know. I just read the whole bio, be here all day. But, you know, I'll just go over some highlights here, and you can see why we want to talk to Sterling. Now, Sterling's been, you know, and he's purdy, too. Look at that. And see how purdy he is. And then what I wanted to do is go ahead and go over his bona fides here a little bit so you can see where we talk about cryptocurrency, the future, the BRICS, the payment system, the ETFs of, and what's going to kind of zombie apocalypse to be a common. Hell, it's here, okay? Sterling Lujan is a cryptocurrency professional. There's professional cryptocurrency guys. I guess, well, if I had to pick one, Sterling would be one of them. Logos Core contributor and futurist. He is also the former communications ambassador for Bitcoin.com and author of the book Dignity and Decency, Rhapsodic Musings of a Modern Anarchist. He has worked full-time in cryptocurrency and blockchain for 8 years, which is about as long as it's been around. You know, it started like 2009 that we became aware, and then by 2013, you know, anybody that wanted to get in, they were inclined, they were in. You know, I think Sterling was part of that crowd. Sterling is a cyberpunk network state scholar who takes an interest in leveraging cryptography and technology to free the world, nothing less, and create voluntary governance services. Oh, hell, they don't want that, but we'll talk about it anyway. Sterling has spoken at dozens of events around the world where I met him at many of them, including the Block Show Conference in Germany, Crypto Finance in Switzerland, Steamfest in Portugal, CoinBR in Brazil, and acted as a liaison for the crypto community at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Mongolia. Whoa. He has debated Peter Schiff on the merits of cryptocurrency at LibertyCon, Washington, D.C., etc., etc., etc. Now, this is what I wanted to make sure that we got to right away. Where are we right now as the people's money? Cryptocurrency as the people's money, no third party, no bank, no, you know, Bitcoin customer service.com, which I have, by the way. I just want you to know that. Anyway, so because everybody's calling me and asking me years ago, you know, isn't there a Bitcoin customer service thing or something? I go, no, but there is now. So Doug Hodges and I were racing to see who could get the domain faster. You know, we're sitting there and I went. But I think I got forward to this Phoenix Crypto anyway. But now that we're into people's money being of need. There's going to be a crash in current, certainly the dollar, they're going to go to whatever. When that happens, you know, we're sitting here looking at, you know, the cryptos to go up or not, and they're manipulated, it seems to me, just as gold and silver are, but when they break out, they're going to break out. And then there's going to be some winners and losers, and all of a sudden Dogecoin's going to go to $100 because, you know, Elon's going to mention it again or something. I mean, you know, just, you know, crazy stuff is out there ready to happen. What is the technology situation now for us to have a people's money? What is holding it back? Is it just law? Is it technology? Is it scaling? What's going on, Sterling?
Yeah, that's a really good point, Ernie, and I would say that we're not in a really great spot in terms of having a people's money in crypto. And some of this doesn't just have to do with regulation, government disruption of the space. Some of it just happens to be with where we're at in terms of the tech, right? So not only did a lot of people finally realize that Bitcoin doesn't have the anonymity features that they had hoped it has, right? It's still quote unquote pseudo anonymous, meaning that somebody could attempt to hide their funds and transact in private. But if they try to transact with an exchange, they're going to have to KYC, go through the whole process, and then they're going to be known. That's typically how it happens. But there's another problem that's been glaring, and that's a lot of the node administrators, miners, etc. Anytime that somebody builds applications on any of these cryptocurrency networks, let's just use Ethereum as the most prominent example, they're having to interface with a node that is connected to the primary internet, right? That's actually controlled by other people, a gateway. And that gateway can effectively, that node can be stopped at any time. In the case of Ethereum, Infura is just one example of a node gateway that people and cryptocurrency creators have to use in order to build on top of that. And unfortunately, somebody could just flick a switch and they could potentially censor any given protocol or program that's being built on top of Ethereum, right? And so, and there's other issues with Bitcoin as well, where the lack of privacy has just led to this whole cryptocurrency intelligence ecosystem to blossom, right? You've heard of the companies like Chainalysis, CipherTrace, there's a few, Elliptic, there's a few other, and where basically everyone's data, not only for the purpose of surveillance, is going to be monitored and is being monitored and mined. That's also, that data is probably going to be used in the future as a form of transactional futures, whereby that data can be traded and then sold and leveraged in marketing use cases and other use cases, unfortunately. So we're not in a really good spot in terms of having a people's money. But there is some good news on the horizon. It's not all dark clouds and gloomy sadness and ennui. There is an opportunity, I think, for us to leverage privacy networks. A lot of technologies around zero knowledge proofs are emerging that provide more access to privacy. There's also a few organizations. One that I'm involved in, Logos, you had mentioned, is working on building an infrastructure where there's not going to have to be any more connecting to nodes that are controlled by third parties. Instead, we're trying to build an infrastructure where people can build the privacy and censorship resistance tools, preferably in the form of a network state or a crypto state, without having to worry about censorship or somebody coming in between that, the activity of the users and the creators, the builders.
That doesn't really tell me how ready we are. You know, there's all this work on it, and there's always the promise, and we're gonna, and it's a ERC token, 20 token, you know, the Ethereum thing, there's a token, the token. And then you have all these other, the problem is the exchanges. It's a couple of things go on for people that aren't, you know, really understand how this works. If you have a cryptocurrency, a Bitcoin sitting right there, and it's on a piece of paper, you do paper wallets, or you have, you know, an actual coin that had, you know, a QR code or something like that. What you are representing is the account, and then the key that gives access to that account or that number. It's pairs. It's cryptographically linked pairs. So one is where you store it. One is where you can get access to it and move it and transfer it to somebody else or something. Boom, done. And that transaction goes on a blockchain so that you know who has access or they have access to it. If you go on, you do this on a wallet on your phone, or you do it in paper, or you do it, that's all your phone does is a wallet is just an electronic spreadsheet number keep track of your paper. Okay, you can do it in paper, you know, in a file, then somebody take it, and it's like a, you know, $1 million bill they're running around with, you know. So, you know, sometimes it's better to have it, you know, electronically or backed up, or you can do paper wallets and bury it in the yard, whatever. The point is that that's yours. You are the bank. You are the one doing it. You are the one. I control my keys, my private keys. They're mine. Nobody else has them. They got to get super duper, you know, I don't know, quantum computers may crack it, you know, last year or something for all we know. But the point is that I'm responsible for my account. There is no Bitcoin customer service, okay? That doesn't count. Then you have exchanges to where you can go on to the exchange. You put your crypto on the exchange. Here, hold this for me, okay? And you kind of sort of almost have your keys. I mean, you control it, but it's on their exchange. They got it. Well, if it's there, it's not yours. You know, they pinky swear will be, but it's not yours. So what's happening as you go onto this exchange and you use it, trade to other exchanges, oh my God, get dollar bills for it, okay? Once you start interfacing with the man, oh, they got surveillance, they know, we see that, and your IRS form is, check this box, do you know how to spell cryptocurrency? Have you ever in your life touched and bid and had, and what? Why, yes, I have. Ooh, you're on the list, okay? So then they're scouring, they're looking out, so where they come after they got them on taxes, and it's because they went to an exchange. If you do it between people, if you do it, you know, passing paper, you know, if you do, that's not, it can't be tracked, okay? I'm sure they something, but I mean, you know, it's not tracked. So now when you, that's when they talk about pseudo-anonymous. You know, Sterling, I had to look up pseudo. You know what it means? It means not, okay? I mean, seriously, they go pseudo anonymous. You know, first they would say it was anonymous. I had Andreas Antonopoulos, and you know, Vitalik comes on, and they're like, oh yeah, it's, you know, it's anonymous, 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 anonymous. Even Roger Veer, anonymous, anonymous. And then it's, I'm like, well, they're tracking. I had guys on Dark Data Services going, look, we're tracking it down to your device. You know, I just want the Liberty community to know that's what my business is. FYI, we're seeing everything. I'm working for governments, law enforcement, and corporations that are tracking the use that, just FYI, if you're on exchange or you're doing, we know who you is. So I'm going, okay. So then they say pseudo, and I go, all right, pseudo, what does pseudo mean? Not anonymous, or selected, or you can make it if you do it a certain way. So grandma is not anonymous, right? Okay, this is why I just want to make sure people understand this. So now that you have these exchanges, they got to get government approval. You get Coinbase or something, the SEC and the federal ban of somebody, you know, mirror sunglasses and black suit, says you have to track this, do this, be this way. Oh, and we will kind of allow Bitcoin, because we'll allow Bitcoin, but all other currencies are to be considered counterfeit. You have to get them off, because Bitcoin is going to become GoldmanSachs.gov coin. I've been saying this for years. You have to select one, and they're going to use that. All these others that have privacy features, you can't find out who they are, even on your wallets or exchanges or whatever. They go, oh, hell no. They definitely don't want the people's money be gold, silver, untrackable kind of thing. So then they start doing ETFs, where the electronic trade funds have kind of, that's how they turn silver and gold into paper. You know, I mean, it's just representative. It's not even really the price of the metal itself, but it's a trade on the market. They do the same thing with cryptocurrencies, and we're done. So now that they're coming out with central bank digital currencies that will mimic a lot of the features that make cryptocurrency so easy to use, fast, reliable, it maintains, in fact, I mean, you boom, you know what you got, and people can do it electronically around the world and buy, you know, widgets and gizmos from 13-year-old in the Congo to be shipped, you know, by drone to Amazon. I mean, you know, this is, I mean, forest. And so this is the promise of cryptocurrency. They know this. as the dollar goes and competition for the dollar with BRICS, and they might back it with gold, pinky swear, or any of this other stuff, there's an opportunity for crypto. Here it is to save the day. I mean, you know. So that is going to happen, not going to happen. What's preventing it from happening? Where are the roadblocks, and do we have to go off the exchanges? I mean, that's because people, well, how do I get my dollars and pay my rent? You don't. You know, cryptocurrency becomes the medium of exchange. You know, that's what I see is coming. That's what's going to have to come. But how that happens, all right, with that background, and normies get kind of up to speed on the power of crypto, but its interface with the man in surveillance is because you're doing it. You know, stop doing it, you know, and then you don't have to worry about it. All right, where are we at now? At what point in there that we can be to have crypto become money for people in day-to-day use? What are we waiting on?
Yeah, I think we're still a little bit away from this from occurring, unfortunately. And a lot of what you said is absolutely 100% correct, Ernie. The cryptocurrency ecosystem has been hamstringed. And I've also been saying this for a while, as has people like Roger Ver, et cetera. The Bitcoin ecosystem itself, those guys have not really wanted to try to turn Bitcoin into actual money, right? Because in order to mitigate all of this ability for the blockchain intelligence agencies and the surveillance groups at the federal government, et cetera, to come after people and to look at the chains and to search them and to monitor them, we have to get into a position where we have a critical mass of users, and is actual cryptocurrency and Bitcoin's actually being used as a unit of account. Unfortunately, that hasn't happened. Because my position is the scaling debate that occurred back in 2015, 2016, a lot of us were saying we need to scale the Bitcoin blockchain so that it can be used as actual cash. That hamstringing has prevented or set us back really years. So it's a lost opportunity. Now we're having to face the opportunity cost. So since we didn't scale Bitcoin, a lot of these funds and this value has flowed out into these other chains and these other projects, which just aren't where Bitcoin was. Some of them don't have the security, and unfortunately a lot of them have been scams. So what's going to happen, and this is really important, I think this is hopefully answers your question. So in the Bitcoin community right now, I think they're finally seeing this as a problem. They just released an indication of it's called Bitcoin Improvement Proposal 300. They're calling this an altcoin killer. The proposal is to use sidechains or drive chains on Bitcoin in order to establish other use cases. So they're saying this, they're promoting it because they see that value has left the Bitcoin ecosystem and it's gone into these other currencies. I don't think they fully realize why yet, because side chains by themselves don't necessarily fix the problem of Bitcoin not being used as currency. You have to scale the blockchain up, and you have to get it into as many people's hands as possible. But even if they realize that and they start pushing it forward, then we have the problem of there's going to be a bunch of bickering, there's going to be a hostile resistance to that. So we still need to get into a position where people are using cryptocurrency as currency. The hope is that the Bitcoin ecosystem realizes their flaws and they move that direction. The other thing that could happen is one of these other cryptocurrencies finally establish a position where they can grow and scale as a cash use case. And I've been a fan of Bitcoin Cash for the purposes of this, but I think the only way to get out of the situation that you mentioned, this situation where CBDCs are incoming, a lot of different countries, especially the U.S., have a pilot program already. China actually does have a CBDC. The Australian government was attempting to implement one. They realized that there's problems, so they're waiting another year or so. It's going to be a while before it comes out, but it really does look like to me that the cryptocurrency ecosystem by design has been hamstrung so that the governments can try to put their currencies, their CBDCs that won't actually be cryptocurrencies because they won't have the same properties and features as, say, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and some of the other cryptocurrencies. Instead, they're going to be fully controllable. They're going to be able to print and inflate them as much as they want. They're going to be able to freeze coins. They're going to be able to look in everyone's wallets. It's going to be categorically and exponentially worse than the surveillance regimes that we're seeing right now and that we're faced up against. So I think really what's got to happen is finally we got to realize this is a problem. We need cash for the world. We need to push this forward. We also need to do whatever we can, and I'm a fan of this, preserving privacy. We need to preserve privacy. We need to push that forward. And good news is there's a lot of people working on that problem, like I mentioned earlier, the zero-knowledge proof concept, which exists in Zcash and a number of other different projects. Being able to expand that and have those currencies work as currencies that are private as well will be a huge move in this case. I do want to mention just a side point about the problem with centralized exchanges. I think a lot of people just use them not only because it's convenient, right, and it works for them, even though it has all these privacy issues. It's also just because it's what they're used to using. People don't naturally or innately have financial responsibility. They're used to other people managing their money for them, and I think that's also one of the reasons why exchanges were designed and developed to look like our banks or our centralized platforms, because it made people feel comfortable to have some folks manage their money for them. Andreas Antonopoulos talked about this before in the concept of skeuomorphic design. That is, when we design new applications and products, we have a tendency to use vestigial design applications within those apps or those protocols, which are just outdated or outmoded forms of design.
Yeah, you cut out there. And Drea said, what did he say? You got cut out.
So hopefully I'm back now. He said that this idea of skeuomorphic design is this design principle where we bring old, outdated, or unneeded design elements into an application. So in the case of the Coinbases and the centralized exchanges of the world, when these applications were developed, they were developed with these outdated or outmoded design elements, which all, of course, mimic or truly are designed after centralized applications. It's what we were used to, and so that's what that's the direction these designs naturally went, both for the UX, the external use, and the internal use case. So what we have to do is get outside this mindset that these are the types of design interfaces that we need, both on the outside and on the inside, and start moving in the direction of the decentralized design applications.
Okay, wait. You start moving toward, now I'm going, we need to start. I mean, you know, there's nobody started. I've been waiting all this time. They promised me, hell, you were doing it. You know, Mexico dealing with making a currency for Mexico, being able to work. And tell me what happened there. What you know, strong arm of did you come up against?
Oh, yeah. This is a good discussion. There's some elements of this I can't discuss for various reasons, but I will say this. The Mexico company, CryptoMex, still exists. I'm still a partner in that company. There's we have like 12 to 14 Bitcoin teller machines there. But one of the big issues, Ernie, has been that people, especially in Mexico, it's been a really tough sell to get them interested in cryptocurrency without literally giving a ton of it away for free. And I think part of that is there's not an educational infrastructure for people to learn about cryptocurrency. This probably speaks to your point.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA News Update. A heat wave hitting roughly two-thirds of the U.S. isn't expected to let up as Labor Day weekends wind down. Temperatures in the 90s and low 100s are likely to stretch in the plains to the East Coast today. Conditions could change records in major metros like Chicago, Washington, D.C., and Philadelphia. President Biden says he's been briefed on the situation at the Burning Man Festival in Nevada as extreme flooding has left tens of thousands of people stranded. More rain fell Sunday, causing muddy campgrounds and road closures in Nevada's Black Rock Desert. At least one person has died. Jimmy Buffett won't be forgotten anytime soon in Key West, Florida. The city held a procession yesterday in honor of the singer and part-time resident after his death Friday, with about 2,500 people taking part. Dave Collins, USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Just want to be left alone. And those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, on the Free Talk Live Network on Genesis. This conversation that we're continuing with Sterling Lujan, a good friend for many years that's been heavily involved in cryptocurrencies and blockchain technology. And he also, a lot of the experts started trying to interface with the man, with fiat currencies, on brokerages, getting on the stock market, having their companies given the blessing and permission slip from the government. And that, I believe, was where we went wrong and was a big mistake and a waste of time. So now as we're getting into central bank digital currencies that are definitely going to say any and every competition is going to be counterfeit, why are we even interfacing with the fiat currencies of different governments? The cryptocurrencies work great just by themselves. So that's where this conversation is going. You know, the future is going to be. It's going to be, and we're discussing it. Enjoy.
The Mexico company, Cryptomex, still exists. I'm still a partner in that company. We have like 12 to 14 Bitcoin teller machines there, but one of the big issues, Ernie, has been that people, especially in Mexico, it's been a really tough sell to get them interested in cryptocurrency without literally giving a ton of it away for free. And I think part of that is there's not an educational infrastructure for people to learn about cryptocurrency. This is probably speaks to your point. There's still a huge learning curve. There's not that grandma just button where you can just press the button and use it. A lot of the interfaces, especially for these new applications are just so difficult for a person who has no experience, barely using a bank or a financial app to get in, jump into cryptocurrency. So that's been a huge issue in Mexico, and that's why a lot of people aren't interested in getting into cryptocurrency or jumping into it right away. Now, in terms of the U.S., unfortunately, we had to exit the U.S. with CryptoSpace due to all of these problems that you're talking about. You can't really do business. It's almost impossible to get banks. You literally have to get an account, hope that they don't close that bank account. And this is all part of this agenda that some have referred to as Operation Choke Point 2.0, yeah. Where the government is out there behind closed doors pressuring bankers to de-risk, that's the term they use, quote-unquote, de-risk, to get rid of cryptocurrency exchanges from the banks so that they can't compete in a, quote-unquote, free market environment. So this has been really unfortunate. We had to leave and just focus on Mexico. And a number of other companies have left as well. And this is the big overarching problem of human capital flight in the modern age, right? Whenever the U.S. continuously pressures cryptocurrency exchanges to follow certain rules, but of course there are always conflicts in those rules or contradictions.
Okay, this is answer me this. We have a technology that provides the opportunity for us to be able to send ones and zeros back and forth of, you know, whatever. Well, go ahead and call it and find it. When you do that, you have the ability to... I'm echoing now?
It goes in and out.
No, you're good.
Okay, Donna says on the stream I'm echoing, but... Whatever, you know, processing software, government, the man. I mean, it's always something. You know, we have the ability to do exchanges now and to do it privately. When we start setting up mechanisms by which to make it easier, or oh my God, you know, Bitcoin customer service dot, you know, and a lot of people have offered, oh, I'll be your tutor. Yeah, you just pay me, you know, the money, and I'll show you how to do everything. Well, there are easier wallets, and that was one reason why Paul Play from Edge, or used to be Airbits, and I became friends, is because I was like, look, somebody's got to come up with something simpler than this. This is just, I need a grandma just button, you know, grandma just pushes the button and it's done. You know, you don't have that, you're just wasting time, because if you don't have easy usage, a use case, a graphic user interface, I push button, make go worse, send, receive, if you're not doing that, well, what's the point? You know, it's not going to work. So now it's gotten to that point, but the roadblock seems to be that you're trying to interface with the dollar. Like, everybody wants to interface with the dollar. You want to do an exchange, and you can change with that. I go, why? I don't give a crap. You know, it's like you're wanting to find a pull start for your internal combustion engine, and you're going to use the buggy whip for it or something. It's like, why? You know, we can interface with the buggy whip. We got to have buggy whips, you know, to start the cars. I'm going, the reason is what? So all of these problems that you're coming up with, well, we're going to try to do the exchange. We're going to try and interface with this. We need the banks to be whatever. We need the Department of Commerce of currency, of they allow comptroller of FTC of I get to do it permission slip people, which is not going to happen because you're in competition with the banks. You're in competition with the surveillance. You're in competition with everything that they do not want you to be able to do is the problem. So I'm going, it might be in the Jeep. So I'm going, this is, I don't see why that is even the focus or the effort. So what I'm looking to accomplish, what I'm looking to see, is if you can have something that can interface on Agris.market that we have. It's just a bunch of alternative vendors with alternative currency. If you do a direct message and you figure out your deal, if you bought and got your meat, your jerky, your soap, your what, don't care, okay? Where is that? You know, I'm just, yeah. That's all I need. But all you guys, we could save the world and do it with the government and comply with the agency of we get a permission slip. No, you're not. okay? No, yeah, I keep telling you, I'm going, that will, that, I'm going to use this word. You ready? Here it comes. That will never happen, okay? Never. Okay. Not in the cards. Under no circumstances will they allow that. Are you freaking kidding me? So, now that we're going to central bank digital currency, which is going to have the speed and convenience of crypto with the surveillance that we know in the IRS, a form of, we just send you a bill or we just take it right then. We get a part of every transaction, they get a cut. That is what is coming. That is what always was coming. That's why years ago I go, it's GoldmanSachs.gov coin, and it's going to call it Bitcoin, whatever. That's why they were so freaked out when Bitcoin Cash, you know, use the word Bitcoin and Cash, like, damn it, we don't want that out there competing with our Bitcoin surveillance of whatever, and you make it Bitcoin Cash, and it doesn't comply with all their crap. They're pissed off. So then here comes Sterling and friends. They're going to come up with a different crypto or a different kind of exchange or a different kind of regulation compliance or different. And I'm going, what a waste of time. Can I get some feels here for, you know, Ernie? You were right. Okay. I'm just like, damn it. So you guys have the capability to create something that we can use right, not later. Right now, you know, I want to show you. I don't think you know. What we did, you know, Mike Swatek, one of, you know, friends, listeners, and so on, he goes, agorist.market, which is also, James Corbett and I really promote it as pirate, blackmarketfridays.com, okay? It's like, we used to do this Black Market Friday once a year. We go, no, we got to do it every Friday. You know, this is Black Market Fridays. So, you know, once a week, whatever, anybody can list. You know, you just list a business by category. And you got, you know, gazillion, you know, whatever, and people put in their business. So you got business listing. You can list it for free, you know, how you list your thing. But no dollars, no checks, no credit cards. It's only alternative vendors with alternative currencies. What currency? Well, they use whatever. I don't even care. You know, there's a lot of Monero, a lot of R on this place, you know, Pirate Chain and all that kind of stuff. But if somebody can, you know, just interface, make it an easy, you know, part of widget, buy, sell, shopping cart of whatever, without the man, I don't care. Everybody keeps trying to focus and interface, and then here comes the central bank digital currency. Our crypto interfaces with digital bank central currency. What do you think that's going to be seen as? Anything else competing with that's going to be counterfeit. Or they're going to want all kinds of surveillance with it. Sure, bring in your whatever. And what will, you know, Elon Musk do? Yep, you could use Doge to go to Mars. You can buy a car. You can do this. And it's, you know, federal government compliant. And I'm, oh, yeah, well, hell, I'll get right on it, you know. So this is why I wanted to talk to you. It's coming now. Central bank digital credit, all the stuff that we had warned about is coming, is here. Here we go. There's competition to the petrodollar with the BRICS thing. They already got some digital whatever the hell they're doing. So here it comes. Where's all our alternative? Where's the people's money that crypto was meant to be? Do I have to go back to silver? I've been buying more silver. Screw it. Silver. Maybe some Bitcoin Cash and silver. A little bit of R silver. You know? Maybe a couple of merit silver.
Yeah, I know. No, you have a lot of very good points, Ernie, and you absolutely are right. Trying to do something within the context of the system, trying to run a business and be compliant with the government, ultimately doesn't work. Even if you play by the rules, they're going to fuck you over anyway. You're not going to get a chance to have your day in the sun. And that's effectively what happened to, you know, to us at CryptoSpace. It's really difficult to work within the context of the system, and they don't play fair, and they're not going to allow you to play fair equitably with them, because you're right. Everything that we're doing represents an antithesis to what they're trying to do in the system with CBDCs, with the banking apparatus, with the dollar and maintaining the petrodollar, et cetera. I think that I do want to make it very clear. A lot of the companies like ours that have gotten caught up in this, it kind of starts out as, well, we want to, we all don't want to go to prison, right? One of the big issues was that the feds, numerous alphabet agency boys are always constantly monitoring, probably have back doors in, surveillance apparatuses to anybody who's trying to do anything in crypto. So it makes it very challenging to try to build things that are purposely subversive unless you're set up really well. And you 100% need to be out of the U.S. to even try to attempt anything like that, because they're monitoring the space so hardcore that it's extremely difficult to challenge the status quo and to get away with it. So I think, you know, us and a lot of other people have ran on the philosophy, let's try to get people excited about it and spur mass adoption by playing within the context of the system. Maybe we just naturally reach a critical mass to get people to use it. But of course, we had the secondary problem that there hasn't been a really strong cryptocurrency contender as a cash. I personally still think that Bitcoin Cash is in a perfectly good position if people would adopt it to use it. So I think in the context, and to answer your question directly, we are here. We have the technology. Bitcoin Cash is perfectly fine. There's some other contenders as well. Litecoin's a perfectly fine coin. It would probably have some scaling issues as well. But between all of the different currencies on the market, even if one had the scaling issues, there's multiple other currencies that transactionality and transaction costs could be offloaded to. So I think in terms of using cryptocurrency as a currency, it's here right now. But now we have to deal with the propaganda and the brainwashing. It hasn't helped that we've actually had a ton of scams in the space, the FTX debacle.
They're all exchanges. Yeah. They're all right, working right with a man. They're all, you know, the Mt. Gox, not your keys. I mean, when are we going to learn? And I think a lot of us have. You know, we know better than to do whatever stupid crap and be stupid. But the what I'm looking for and what I see as the opportunity is that the circumstances are ripe now. This is, I mean, it's already being done. A lot of us, you know, do, and it's, I tell you where it's starting to go. It's starting, it's getting so bad and so not leadership. There was an opportunity there for quite some time with Purse.io. What Purse did, and Roger Ver is, you know, big push behind this, is that people around the world get paid in Amazon money or something. You know, they're doing code monkey for whatever the hell they're doing around the world, and they get paid in Amazon money to avoid tax, whatever the heck reason that they do this. So people had a bunch of this Amazon money. I can't pay my rent on Amazon. I got 14, you know, iPads. I don't need another one. I mean, you know, it's kind of that kind of thing. So what happened is you go on Purse. I don't even know if it's available still. It probably is. You know, you would go on Purse, and immediately you get at least a 15% discount, and you can set it up to, you know, 20, 25, 30, 50. I mean, you know, whatever it was, you want to get something, and the more they had Amazon credits out there, they would rather have cryptocurrency. They'd rather have Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash. So what they did is they go, all right, I give you a 15% discount. I get the crypto, which they could use and do whatever they wanted with, and it was more liquid than Amazon was. I mean, so they would agree and they'd go in escrow. I would have whatever the Bitcoin, it would sit there. They would send it. They'd have a Prime account. I get Prime account, free shipping. I put it on my wish list, put it over there. What is it? They would buy it for me and it'd arrive. They'd show it as delivered, and then, man, they're wanting within 5 minutes, man, you better push that button and release the money for the Bitcoin for them. They're freaking out, you know. But if you don't, within a day, it'll release. Or they go to the third party and say, hey, man, it shows delivered. This scumbag, I need my money. So it would go. So what happens is you would have ratings, you know, like on eBay, you know, how fast does this guy release the money? Is he good? You know, it shift. You know, you start getting a reputation as a buyer and a seller. Yep, I got it. I released it. Yep, I sent it. He got it. You know, all of a sudden you have a reputation score go up. Who was the best to work with? Now, it always worked. It's just whether they had to wait 24 hours or not. They're freaking. So you would... I'll give you a good example. It was Donna. She and my daughters got into going to the bar and doing paint night. You know, they're making paintings or whatever, you know, as a group thing. So they started getting into that. Well, we could just do that at home. So I bought a bunch of, you know, the easels and different paints and acrylic and watercolor and oil and the, you know, the stand and the freaking easels, you know, brush and crap. you know? Well, it's going to be $500-something. So I said, you know, I got a month and a half or so. I'll go to Purse.io, send that over, and I want a 30% discount. And I'll wait. Well, I wound up getting over 20-something off on it. So I saved probably, I don't know, $100. And I'm going, all right, all right, all right. So that exchange, that was years ago. God, decade ago, when crypto first started coming out, they started to see that they could do outside of the dollar, okay? This had nothing to do with the dollar. It was international. Somebody could have done it from freaking Malaysia, which often did. And you have all these people that are fat on Amazon credits, but they wanted to have cryptocurrency. So we would do that. You get your stuff. You get a discount. It was free shipping. It came through Amazon like a gift from someone. Boom, it's done. Escrow exchange. So I don't think I know it can happen. It already has. So the focus, and this is what I see happening. When you go to these different events and you're a featured speaker at a lot of them, and you see over in the corner the guy sitting on the floor, 17 to 23 super hacker kids on their $4,000 laptop banging away. And you go over there, and you know eventually some venture capitalist, you know, he's not wearing his silk tie, just have his jacket on, you know, that's, you know, $4,000 suit. And he walks over and he goes, ooh, you guys are so smart. You must lift, you know, freezer bicep. Oh, you want, you know, white picket fence home, BMW, and, you know, blowing babes? I mean, you know, I'm all over it. Got escort 24/7. I need you to take all your intelligence. You don't know what to do. You know how to do it, but you don't know what to do. I know what I want you to do. You start doing that, and they go do it. If they start doing this kind of stuff that's freedom-oriented, that bypasses the whole system, oh, no. We can't do that. But we'll pay you six figures to do this, and then you're not working on that. I see that a lot. And it's always been they hijack the talent of these people that can do exactly what we're talking about, and they make sure their attention's diverted towards that crap you've been working on. So I am just, you know, I'm really good. What do I always get, Sterling? I always get what I bitch about. Let me tell you what I'm bitching about now. You know my quantum reality, what's going to happen? I'm going to be a bitch about trying to comply with government mandates, trying to work with regulatory agencies, trying to interface with fiat monies and state-sponsored of where I don't give a shit, okay? We already know it works. It works fast. And the more you do this, the more value it has, the more it goes up. You would think they would be acting in their own self-interest, but they have been shiny object into paying attention to stuff that doesn't freaking matter and exactly what we've been trying to get away from. We already have had it work. We already see it working now. You know, I can do this, you know, all day long. You know, I just, you know, shop on here. They got a Telegram. You know, we've been doing. And I tell you what's been happening here of late. AgriStop Market. I tell you what's been happening here of late. What has happened is it's all about food now. You know, it's food, processing of food, cheeses, dairy, meats, you know, whatever. Where do you live? What's local? What can we exchange? Keep it private. They, them, those don't even know. So I'm looking for, I don't need an exchange, maybe a wallet app. I mean, hell, it's already there. Well, with the fear and all this kind of, there is no fear. The fear is interfacing. Once you stop doing that, you're going to be fine. How do you facilitate that? How can I help with that? What is the mechanism you would do for that? What's the web page, the interface, you know, the graphic user interface for grandma to be able to go and order like the purse thing? And the purse thing was not complicated, but it was steps. You had to go to Amazon. You select what you wanted. You put it in a wish list. You take that URL and you put it in the purse. They go look, say yes, and you're done. That was it. So how do we get that was it? Maybe we need a purse thing to where, you know, you have people that have stores that, you know, interface like on Purse. On Freedom's Phoenix, we had, you know, Freedom's Phoenix Marketplace. We had the Freedom's Phoenix Fundraising. We still have it. It's just sitting over there waiting for this kind of payment system to avoid. If we start really pumping a button, you know, and your PayPal's done. Oh, you don't get the Patreon, you're canceled. Oh, your web pages, you know, delisted, de-done, de-promoted, your shadow banned, the whatever. I have all of these accounts on the Facebook, X, Twitter, Rumble, BitChute, all that stuff. And I only do IPFS, and we only use our own servers. Now, Donna will go and kind of interface and put stuff up every now and then, but I don't interface. But, Ernie, I Facebook, oh, it's your first problem, because homie don't look, okay? And I can see that this is what I want to help. And we're at the time right now. Who do I want to talk to? Sterling Lujan. What project are you working on? Where's your mindset? How can I help do this? And if you talk about freaking one more government or some regulation or interface or fiat, whatever, you know, I'm not interested. FYI.
Well, you'll be really happy to know that I've gotten out of that space altogether and started working on a strictly more anarchistic, panarchistic, and more ideological aims. So at Logos, Logos is an organization that is, it's large, it's not small, it's a well-funded operation, and these guys are working on building what you would refer to as an infrastructure to build network states. So like an Ethereum for building a solution that allows for overlapping multiple governances, right? So imagine you have the Ethereum that has scalable storage, no direct interaction with nodes that are controlled by third parties, and you also have complete anonymity and privacy of your choice when you don't want transparency. So you can either go lunar punk mode or you can go solar punk mode on these potential applications. So this is all being built right now. The guys that work at Logos are responsible for building the WAKU protocol, which has privacy features embedded in it. They also responsible for, and by the way, the WAKU protocol is used by the Status messaging app, which is also associated with these same guys. So let's get into this a little bit. Let's talk about a network state. So you may be familiar with Balaji. Balaji wrote a book called The Network State, and the idea of the network state is to create extra jurisdictional states, crypto states, where individuals come together with whatever rule sets they want to follow. It could be anything.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.